Wait, that window.
What needs to be done?
They threw darts at them so they're harder to hit. They had numbers on them. Like 1, 2, and 3, I guess they have one. You get scored by the number. Hit.
Does the dart stick in them or it just hits it and moves it?
No, it sticks on them.
Oh. Now can somebody translate into looking?
How do you say points?
Never you know how to say points.
I don't know, I can't remember. There is somewhere. I just can't remember.
Points, you know, they say points in Aleut?
Abalik, maybe.
What's points in Aleut about? Points.
Point?
Yeah. Not shooky, no.
Points. No, points are not shooky, but that thing they throw.
That's an oak job.
Oh, okay.
Oak jobs, but those are manat.
Manat, yeah.
But we don't remember how to say points.
Maybe little spears.
No, that's the
old house. Pointers.
Numerate.
Yeah.
That's reading.
Yeah.
Well, points like.
Counterpoint.
Numerate.
You know how to say points in
Aleut,
Paul?
I'm trying to take.
Well, it's hard since you haven't used
point.
Those words in a long time. Later on, it'll come to us because we often remember how to say bumblebee. And when I saw a couple of bumblebees on the flowers, it came to me.
Oh.
You know, like they told
us to say something.
How long does it take for a while, then he comes back.
Depends on what kind of knife you use or how you cut them.
I made a basket, a spiritual house.
Your first one?
Thanks. No, actually it isn't. I learned to make one last year. I made one last year.
I
just used a twine, you know, different colored twine around it. And this year, thanks to Leona, she showed us. She showed us how to do the beading on it. So I'm just real pleased with this. So I'm not quite done with it. I need to finish it before going around the neck.
So you need to put beads on your
strings. I'm real pleased with it, and you know, Started it this week, of course, and finished it yesterday.
Beautiful. Do you put something in a spirit note?
You know, the one I made last year, I found a little white shell, a little white shell, and I stuck it inside the pouch. And I also, Shana finished her pouch, and it's a very beautiful pouch with the beads on it, and when she showed it to me, I just went and picked a little tip of a flower and I stuck it beside her pouch, so it looks real nice on her. But I also, thanks to Alvin, not my Alvin, we painted on driftwood today, and we went across, they guided us over to the other side, or they took us over to the other side to do to get some driftwood so that we can kind of paint some figures out of it, whatever we saw fit. And I saw this here, and it reminded me of it looked like a deer to me, and so that's what I painted as a deer, mm-hmm. you know, and it also, the other side, both sides, mm-hmm. you know.
The table
for the cone. It's just going like this here. See, the deer is like
that. Looks like a deer on this side.
And this way,
huh? Well, that's what it is.
Well?
That won't
kill. There we go.
What do you mean?
It looks like a cow on one side.
It's the same. Anyhow, I'm just really enjoying myself again out here, so it's wonderful.
Good.
I thought it was bullkill.
Never mind, no more comments.
Does somebody want to tell us in a little bit what was going on over there? Are you the translator for
him?
What was going on?
No, I don't know why that threw up that film.
Do you want to embellish on it at all?
Mishuk. Tapeo na Mishuk. Mishuk na Chata. You know, you say.
What
is it?
Who's going to go? You know what they call it? In Russian? Who's going to go?
We're not gonna cross it. I just fell into a ship. We not mouth.
Yeah.
That's what I.
Real good.
That's legit.
They got a sea lion.
Oh, that's
a sea lion.
Very good.
Sea lion, yeah.
Does anybody else want to tell us what that is?
Don't
you know any jokes about it? It is real chart.
And he wanted to know if it looks like one.
Yes, it does. Very good. Denise, you got yours?
Well, I'm told it's a killer whale, and Perry says this is a tidal wave. That's what I get today. But I also just want to say, I was, you know, the last couple of years, I've had opportunity to come here for short periods, maybe the last 3 years. First year, I think I came a day visit. Last year, I came for shareholder meeting. And this year, overnight, tonight. And it's always just so nice to come over here and hear the Aleutic speaking and kind of immerse yourself in culture and walk the beaches. And it's just always a pleasure to be here.
The whale should be in front of that.
That's
nice.
The
tidal waves in
that. That's a carpet. That's a cedar.
Cedar and Aleutic. Cedar.
Cedar wood?
Yeah.
Let's see.
You guys are working.
Remember a few years back, we were like wood, yellow cedar,
Kahujik.
Kahujik?
Kahujik.
Yeah, cedar wood.
Cedar?
Yeah. Kahujik, cedar wood, yeah. Thank you.
I said I made this with cedar wood with using beads and I made it for my daughter, but it isn't finished.
Thank
you. I made this for my granddaughter. Or bracelet, or whatever.
Whatever she would say.
What's your name?
I just named it.
What's your name? Oh, Mary Hawkins. That's her name. What's your name? What?
My name is Leona Hawkins and Leona Hawkins and Kalanuk. Mary Vanipa. Vanipa. I'm getting all red now. What? How do I say eagle?
Kumakia.
Today? A wife looks like Anak. I've enjoyed being here. It's been really special. You're all family, and I don't want to leave. It's real meaningful to me to see everyone and laughing and, you know, having fun, and I feel like I'm a kindergarten learning how to paint. Anyway, that's mine. And I have my shoe.
Iwaka.
Iwaka?
Uiwaka.
Iwak?
Uiwak. Uiwak.
Hook it up.
Younger sister.
I'm Liz Pennington.
Put your ego up. I want to see you again. Me on a hook ego. Thank you.
And I've been here since Monday, and it's just been the biggest treat of my life. Coming home is far between, and coming to a fog neck is like the best. Yesterday we went up to a fog neck river. Isn't that what it's called?
Or the
Lightneck. Yeah. I forgot. It's been a while. And we saw a whole bunch of sea otters coming up into the bay, and the wind was picking up, and Herman Lee said that when the sea otters go up into the sheltered areas, it means the wind's going to start blowing. And there were sea otters everywhere. Under at least, 200-300 of them? Yeah, and it was really something, and there were lots of mama sea otters with their little babies on their bellies at the very head of the bay. And that when I saw this piece on the beach, it inspired me to do sea otters.
Mary, can you translate that?
You are allowed to disturb me, sea otter.
And it's still
And you were from the village. You got to go to the village, right?
I went to the village, yeah. Yesterday.
So you got to see
We landed near the graveyard, and then we walked over and we got to the house where I grew up in, my mom built, and I was able to get some of the wood off of it. I was afraid to yank too hard because I thought it would fall on me because it's so rotted. A lot of houses are falling down.
And you're going to use the wood for?
I took the wood because I have some old pictures of my family. And I'm going to make picture frames and put the old pictures in that old wood and give it to the rest of the family for Christmas gifts.
Thanks.
Paul?
Kahoose Chana Mama. A hope. Yeah. Why is that? Why is that? Better on the end. In little or Kataya or Kumma here, one of them. In Chulu, in Pulu. What you feel and the end here, like you pull needle or something, so you get done.
Thank you.
And you are here. Is your tema? Una pilihka ang mahapag.
Sarah tapa chalinil wa una kashin kilik kamani ka. Train pa chalit. Chakwa. Tingaga kamani. Nunana chak tapugut. Kasepti akwa alim hayana kayo boga maluni. Kawanil wa unok.
From what I can get, let me try that. My Alutik. Did she not say that that's the first thing you made here in Bigapagna? That?
This week.
Uh-huh, this week. And then she also said that she's tired. And then another thing I gathered that I thought was funny was last night during the scare of the bear, you know, we kind of couldn't sleep last night. And that's what I got. And I think others can interpret what I missed.
Actually, you're not. We passed her up on command line, and she was next.
No, no, I was trying to find her.
How did she do?
She was covered. I just like to say this is the most inspirational week of my life. But I ain't that big of a liar. But it's been a lot of fun. This has really been a lot of fun. I didn't really know what to expect when I came down. I'm really happy I came down. I've never found so many people that actually want to listen to what I have to say about masks, and that's a treat. So, I made this mask while I was here. And some of you saw me gathering these shells, and I'm going to use these, I'm going to inlay them in those pieces that go around the, so I'm going to make a mask with these inlaid in that little piece of wood that goes all the way around to sort of commemorate the trip down. That's all.
Thank you. Lily?
All I did was paint this little. See ya!
Hold it up again?
See ya! I saw so many of them up the bay the other day. And I found one on the beach, so I just painted it. And I'm making this here. Perry gave me a feather. And Layla is teaching me to. What do you call this?
Peyote stitch.
Peyote stitch, and that's as far as I got. It's fun. She's probably sorry she started me. But I love being here. Oops, did I do that?
No.
I love being here. I guess we'll be leaving tomorrow. So, who knows when I'll be back around here.
I'm glad you came.
Yep, me too. Thanks.
I made with Alvin my favorite picture. It is the praying whales. This is supposedly the ocean. These are the whales and this is a rainbow. The praying whales. I love it. I'm not done. There's got to be more whales in there. I just didn't finish. And I am learning also the peyote stitch from Layla, and I am leaving tonight, and I feel real relaxed and happy, and my husband's coming home this weekend, so I'm heading home tonight, and I enjoyed, had fun. It's been a good time, and I no stress this week. Thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody.
Martha?
Yeah.
You've been working on your own projects, huh?
Yeah. It's too bad in the head. It's curling up. So I found another one. But I really enjoyed being here.
What was your favorite part?
Telling stories.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Layla.
I'm Layla Williams, and I have been working on our talking feather. I'm putting a peyote stitch on the stem, and I'm doing several different kinds of edge beadings to just give examples of different kinds of bead work. And I'm grateful and thankful for being here. Thank all of you. That's it for me.
Thank you. I thank you all for being here. This has been amazing. And I think my favorite part was all the laughter. The girls playing cards. I would walk by the woman's tent and you could just hear gales of laughter coming from there. I'm not sure what was going on, but the one thing I've really enjoyed is seeing everyone come the first day, kind of settling in, and as you got warmed up into being here, and just the relaxation that came over you was amazing. And I enjoy the laughter. I enjoy hearing a lot of you learned a lot of things here. I was hearing a lot of, this is the first time I've done this, or this is the first time I've done that. I know a lot of you took hikes. I think that's wonderful. And I just want to thank you for the opportunity of being your activities coordinator. Every day was an adventure. This was my, I forgot this part. Herman, on the first day when we were coming out here to check on the yurt, had picked up this rock and he goes, this looks like a piece of pizza. So today when Alvin had, everyone else was doing driftwood, I remembered what he said and we had put the rock to the side, so I decided to make his pizza for him. And on the back I put two Herman from Kathy, so he can keep it forever. Thank you all. It's turn.
Oh, sure.
Are you recording
now?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Well, to be honest, not to all the elders, I think my favorite part of camp this whole week has been learning so many words. I've learned more words in this week than I have, I think, in the whole last 2 months. And I think we've got about 15 hours of recordings of fluent speakers speaking in Aleutic. So I'm going to be really, really busy for pretty much the rest of my life. From this one week. But I really enjoyed myself, and my one piece of art that I made was this basket, and Julie put flowers in it, so when I see people, I can walk up and say, how's it go? Nuh, nuh. Sniff me.
I believe in you.